Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Leaders in France and England held services yesterday to mark the end of World War I and to remember those who were killed or wounded in the war. The war with Germany ended when the armistice was signed on November 11, 1918. From London, Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reports on this year's Remembrance Day.
This year's Remembrance Day had echoes of the first, held here in 1919, a year after the so-called War to End All Wars ended. A wreath was placed in honor of the Queen of England at the Cenotaph, the massive stone memorial near Parliament. Yesterday, in a gesture of reconciliation, the German president also placed a wreath. Then there were 2 minutes of silence, followed by the playing of The Last Post, the British version of Taps. Later, thousands of military veterans and ordinary citizens with family connections to World War I walked in a procession. The crowd, and there were thousands lining the streets, applauded as a military band played. Remembrance Day here is similar to Memorial Day in America. It carried added significance this year because it fell 100 years to the day after World War I had ended. Great Britain lost more than 700,000 troops in the war, and people from all over the world were in London to remember them. Marie-Christine Strenks came from Belgium, where some of the worst battles of the war were fought.
Because I believe that the British show every year lots and lots of respect for the soldiers, okay? So we thought, why with 100 years we go and can't feel the goosebumps?
David Farmer now lives in Tasmania, but he grew up in London, and he fought back tears as he recalled his grandfather, who fought in World War I.
Scotsman. He was a miner. 6 children. Volunteered early on. Came back. Went back down the mines. Never spoke of it. After it was over, for him, it was over. That was it. Don't talk about it.
Like nearly everyone else, David Farmer was wearing an artificial red poppy pinned to his jacket.
My last one fell off, and all I've got is 20p now.
Well,
is that all right?
Quite
thank
all right.
You. Thank you.
The poppy is a symbol of Remembrance Day, a tradition that springs from the John McCrae World War I poem that begins, "In Flanders fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row." Nearby, Jeanette Finn and her husband were handing people poppies in exchange for donations for charity.
We have no connection with the services, but we always felt it's one thing that we could do in memory of all those lost.
Big Ben is being renovated, but that work was paused on Remembrance Day. Its bell rang out, along with those across the city, just as they did on November 11, 1918. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock in London.